The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, we have an extensive greyhound racing industry in this country and greyhound breeding as well, largely supported by state subsidies as well. But it leads to an excess of greyhounds over those that are used for racing. And what happens? Now, some of those dogs go to very good homes around Ireland, and lots of people say greyhounds are absolutely fantastic pets to have. But unfortunately, many of the dogs are euthanized. They're just put down prematurely, or they can be sent overseas where they can be put to all sorts of bad uses, or in dreadful cases. And I just warn you, this is a very upsetting thing. We've discussed on this programme previously suggestions that they've been sent to places like China where they can be boiled alive for their meat. So the RT documentary last night emphasised the scale of the problem, a suggestion that there may be as many as 6,000 greyhounds killed in Ireland each year prematurely because they're not fast enough or because they're just not able to any more race. Maureen O'Sullivan, you're an independent TD who has campaigned many times about animal rights. You've been on this programme. What did you make of last night's television programme?
I was dreading looking at it because I knew how grim it was going to be. After it, I thought to myself, well, do you know something? I told you so. Because all of the issues raised in that programme last night, apart from the knackery one, and very few others raised here in the Dáil, whether it was with parliamentary questions or amendments to bills or topical issues, private member's bill I had on animal welfare. I also brought in a bill to ban live hare coursing because we know what goes on the legal coursing fields. Every year, ICABS, and they do great work, they produce a coursing cruelty catalogue. And I've read into the Dáil record many years the list of hares at coursing events nationwide that have been pinned by the dogs, struck, mauled, tossed, injured or killed. And yet, the licence continues to be issued every single year. And the issue, the licence comes from the Minister for Arts and Heritage and Culture. And, you know, I, for one, this is not part of my culture that I want to support, that we are giving a licence out where there is hard evidence that hares are being injured and killed and put down.
And indeed, but can we come back to the dogs? Mm-hmm. I mean, the dogs are sent out to do what dogs will do,
right? Okay.
But the appalling treatment of the dogs, the fact that we're breeding too many dogs for their use if you had in more conventional greyhound racing.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, with the greyhounds, there's a doping issue, whether it's on the track or whether it's at coursing. And I did write to the minister back in 2014 that there's no testing for prohibited substances at coursing meetings then. The whole thing about the breeding, and it comes back to the puppy farms. We don't have strong enough legislation to prevent this from happening, from too many dogs being produced. And that's the reality. And we keep being told, pawned off with all sorts of different reasons, what we're doing, what we're not doing. But the programme brought home last night what some of us have been saying here for quite a while.
Pat Deering is with us as well. Fine Gael TD, member of the Agriculture Committee. I'd imagine you were shocked by what you saw, but what, as an elected TD, do you intend doing about it?
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Like everybody else who saw the programme last night, I was horrified, to be quite honest, Matt. As somebody who comes from the farming community and who would look after animals at all levels, since the time I was able to walk, I was actually horrified and disgusted at some of the scenes last night. And I suppose as Maureen knows, within our committee, and she's attended some of our committee meetings in more recent times when we were doing the pre-legislative scrutiny in the committee stage of the new legislation that was passed. And new legislation was only passed in the last 6 weeks or thereabouts, signed into law, I think, on the 28th of May, which will actually give the IGB the tools that are required to start dealing with some of these matters at this stage. And I think Maureen, plus some of her colleagues, would have welcomed the legislation that was passed over the last period of time. I know she was looking for some other issues to be resolved, which wasn't possible to do so as regards to the export of dogs to China.
Now, why wasn't that possible? Because that's absolutely barbaric. And I think this is probably going to be very upsetting. I know a lot of people said they found it very hard to watch last night's documentary. It was so upsetting. I'd imagine they'd find it hard even to listen to us referring to greyhounds been sent to China and actually been boiled alive for their meat.
Yeah, but the point has to be made, first of all, Matt, but Ireland does not send any dogs to China or Pakistan, and that implication has to be knocked on the head straight away.
If they get sent to England, they can then be resent on to those countries.
That is an issue, Matt, and I suppose this is the point I was just going to make before you just cut across me there. You know, we tried to introduce the legislation that was passed a couple of weeks back, the issue whereby we would try to prevent that from happening, but that was not possible. It wasn't legally possible. we obtained legal advice from the Department of the Attorney General, and he advised that this was not possible to do so. Now, there is ongoing talks between the Department of Agriculture, I understand, and their counterparts in Great Britain to try and deal with this matter. Some of the issues that are introduced in the new legislation will introduce a new element of traceability, which will be very helpful in that regard. And hopefully with the negotiations and talks that are happening between our own Department of Agriculture and our counterparts in England, some of these issues can be addressed.
Yeah, because surely you can chip the dogs, and if the dogs are chipped and the chip is followed to the UK, then it's up to the authorities in the UK to make sure these dogs aren't exported to Pakistan or China.
Exactly, and that's the whole idea behind the legislation, Matt, to get new elements of traceability, something like, I suppose, the whole cattle traceability process that we have in Ireland, whereby the animal is tagged and is traceable and so on and so forth, right through the food chain system. You know, I think that is what we're trying to do here now at the moment. You know, I, like everybody else, want to see this issue addressed so that we're not going to see scenes like we saw on television last night again.
Yeah, but what else can we do maybe to persuade breeders not to breed as many greyhounds? What can we do to encourage people to make sure that these animals aren't euthanized, that they can become household pets?
Yeah, there's an element of that as well, and I suppose with regard to the actual funding, there's quite a substantial amount of money goes into this industry every year. I would be of the opinion that some of this money, or rather a lot more of this money, should be directed towards rehousing or rehoming some of these animals, and on the animal welfare issue, so that we can find new homes or perfect homes for these dogs when they're finished their racing careers. You know, they can become very good pets, and lots of people can get value out of them from that point of view.
Okay, we're joined now by the Chief Executive of the Irish Greyhound Board, Gerard Dollard. Gerard, thank you for joining us on the programme. A big part of last night's programme focused on this confidential business analysis report prepared for you by the consultants' Preferred Results. That gave the figure of up to 6,000 greyhounds being killed each year because they're just not up to their job of racing. What are you going to do about it?
I suppose just firstly on the report, Matt, I mean, the report was commissioned as an organisational review and the consultants decided to do a dog pool analysis as part of that, which wasn't required. It's based on data back in 2015. A lot of the figures are based on guesstimates and estimates, and as Pat has referred to there, I think until such time as there is a traceability system in place, it is impossible to account for what happens to all of dogs, and I think people are making assumptions. In relation to what was on this programme last night, it's clear that there are people, and certainly there are a minority in the 7,500 greyhound owners, it's clear that there are people engaging in practices which are unacceptable. We have done a significant amount of work in recent years, and I would say that the greyhound industry of 2019 is entirely different from the greyhound industry of 2009 or 2010. And some of the issues raised last night, I suppose, related to that time. In what way? Certainly on doping and medication, I think we have made absolute huge strides. We've been challenged in the High Court a number of times. Our regulatory system has held up. I think EPO was mentioned in the programme last night. We've done over 70,000 tests since 2005, and 2005 was the last time we saw EPO, and we have equipment at the moment that can detect parts per trillion in samples. So some of the issues are dealt with and have been dealt with, but certainly issues in relation to culling, which were very visible last night, that is an area that does require to be addressed.
In what way?
The knackeries involved are licensed nationally. They're not licensed by the IGB, but I know the department take very seriously what they saw on the programme last night, and I expect that they certainly will be following up very vigorously in relation
In what way should they? Should they be enforcing closures of places like this?
Well, I'm not sure of the licensing regime around knackeries, but the department, as I say, in speaking to them even last week, they certainly do not condone anything that occurred there last night, and I would expect that the officials today are dealing with knackeries that were identified on the programme.
Because I would presume that many people involved in the greyhound racing industry presumably have a certain love for the dogs. I mean, they mightn't regard them as pets because they regard them as assets which they race and make money out of and the rest of it. But surely people who are involved with dogs on a regular basis can't enjoy the idea of dogs being put down in this way and been treated in the way that some people tend to do.
I totally agree, Matt, and I don't think it's very many people in the greyhound industry. I think it's the vast majority of people in the greyhound industry, and I've had people on to me today and last night who are greyhound owners who treat their dogs like their own children and are absolutely appalled that there are a number of people in the industry that effectively have brought the entire industry into disrepute by their what are barbaric actions, and nobody can describe them as anything else.
Okay, but I mean, I know you've described what the Department of Agriculture has to do with the knackeries, but can you do more as the Irish Greyhound Board? Because remember, you are also in receipt of significant state funds. That's our money that you're getting for an industry, from what we saw last night, is engaged in practices which horrifies people and is straightforward cruelty to animals.
It is straightforward cruelty to animals, and we are doing more. As I mentioned, on the doping and medication, we certainly have made huge strides in that area. On welfare, last year, for the first time, we exceeded 1,000 number in terms of rehomings to the Irish Retired Greyhound Trust and assisted rehomings that we do. We would intend to continue to improve in relation to that. We have expanded our welfare team. We did 491 inspections last year. I suppose what doesn't get out on the public airways is the prosecutions we do take, the measures we do implement to ensure that welfare standards are improved. We have committed, as part of the debate on the Greyhound Racing Bill, to expand our code of practice on the care and welfare of the greyhound. And we have committed with the International Greyhound Forum to work with them in relation to that. We've also invested significantly in our tracks since the closure of Harold's Cross, and our injuries at tracks have been reducing over the last number of years. So there are a lot of positives in the industry, and we would intend, and I know the board is very committed to this, to implement our strategic plan, in which welfare is the number one priority item.
All right, thank you, Pat Deering. That's Gerard Dollard from the Irish Greyhound Board. We had Pat Deering from Fine Gael and Maureen O'Sullivan, the independent TD, before that. Quite a few people saying that this problem with too many dogs being bred is in general, not just with greyhounds. Here's listeners saying people complain they have no money, but they'll buy a dog for 500 to 1,000 euro rather than getting a rescue dog. Another saying that there's significant numbers of puppy farms around the country, people making big money out of that, and then we have a major problem with dogs who have no homes to go to.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.